Hello, everybody. Welcome to the House of Larry Lamons. We always will receive a double helping of truth and justice. Come on in, Ashish. So glad to have you with us today on this Flashback Friday. We have some bad news to give to you. I imagine that you've been hearing it for the last, 7 or 8 hours or so. Just get into it, but we're dealing today's program with empty promises. And the empty promises, I think, is empty promises others have given you, not what House Larry Lamons giving you, because we have kept everyone, but empty promises that they made, promises that they had no intention on keeping. And I found that out this week. It was nothing new, but they made it quite clear that they would stick it to you and stiff you if they could. First of all, we're talking about the banking industry. What I've been warning you about for the last 3 years about now, and others before that, whether it's cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, or just out and out bad banking management. We're going to get into that, dealing with the folding or the crash of Silicon Bank in California. And in less than 24 hours, another bank in New York City. Ashish. As I said, welcome to the House of Larry Lamons. We always get a double up in the justice and truth. We start off by the bad news that had is the death of one of my favorite actors. I like an actor who, you know, they call him character actor, but when a character actor's face really have character, mean that when you see him or her, you know you're going to get a good production, good show. They don't have to be the stars. Just like with Roy Rogers, you got Gabby Hayes, you know, or Marshall Dillon, you got Festus, or Andy Griffiths, you got the bumbling cop there. I'll let you come up with the name and see if you know who I'm talking about. Andy Griffiths Show. The star that played the bumbling cop, Jim Neighbors. But the death of Lance Reddick, who played in The Wire, and who have also starred, I call him a star, in the John Wick series. And I had in my mind, I told you that I've always had in my mind people that I wanted to think about parts and different things. And when I look at the movies at the end, I see how it could have ended a different way, or if the person got killed or so forth, or and so forth. But I saw at the concierge at the Continental Hotel that this man was more than the caretaker of dogs and the rental of rooms. And I wanted to show that in subsequent John Wick movies. I think the black secret agent or the black governmental person that deal with espionage and black ops, it's not dealt with as much as they do with whites. Of course, with Will Smith and Men in Black, of course, it was his movie. But the death of Mr. Lance Reddick today, this morning, his agent and so forth just said that he died, have not given any type of explanation. I go out on a limb and say, and so forth, he just finished wrapping up, and now it's coming up for the premiere of John Wick 4 with Keanu Reeves. And I look at that type of business in, you see how many actors and actresses are getting hurt doing their own stunts and so forth. We don't know what he's been suffering through, and he might not even know. A bump on the head could be fatal. That's why they say don't go to sleep a lot of time. You hurt yourself like that because you might not wake up. So we don't know what the situation is with him. I'm not going to guess, but I would say that, of course, with the Black Panther film, you saw where Shuri, played by Letitia, was injured so bad they had to halt production. So I hope they get down to the bottom of exactly what's the cause of death. They said that he died of natural causes at 60 years old. We'll see in the future. The things that have been happening now, Mr. Larry been telling you about, and I'm going to have part of the program today devoted to both those things, the banking and the espionage with the Soviet Union, China, and the United States with balloons and drones and jet planes and dumping fuel on jet planes and on drones and so forth. The same thing that Mr. Larry told you about. I warned you about that. I told you they're going to try to see how close they can get, how much they can get away with before you call them on the carpet and say, look, we don't play that here. So don't do that. And that Mr. Putin today, the world court has indicted him and one of his top female aides for crimes against children during the Ukrainian war. Warn you about that. I think it should be more charges than that. I think the charges should be hot and heavy. And if I was a prosecutor, I would have been working on the case hot and heavy. I don't understand the procrastination. The same thing with the case against Donald Trump. Say in New York City, they are trying to make sure that they can coordinate security with a former president in a court with press from all over the world was going to be there. People are demonstrators and supporters are all going to be there outside the courthouse and so forth. So how are you going to handle that? But I don't see any reason for holding up the indictment. That's what they do to us. It's just somebody out in the streets. You haven't done anything to let a guy out. I think he was supposed to be in jail for 400 years. Just let him out. This week said, well, no, he really didn't do the crime. They could have been mistaken identity. We don't get a second chance many times. We don't get an opportunity for them to even say, well, we're sorry. We beg your pardon for what we've done. They do it, get away with it, and live to do it another day to someone else, someone different. Every day you hear about almost someone dying in police custody, the police sitting on them, or at the hospital or a juvenile detention center. When they tell you, take your knee off my neck. You know, George Floyd all over again. There was George Floyd before George Floyd was George Floyd. And there's George Floyd's after Floyd. Female as well as male. White as well as black. You put a uniform on some jackasses, and that's what it become, a jackass with a uniform on. Ashish. So that's how they mistreat the people. Oh, they mistreated me. I know how I was mistreated and beat up. And then they're going to lie with a grin on their face. So my pappy said that if he had a pistol on him, he said in court, listening to what they're lying on me, his son, who he knew was one of the premier people in the state. Here's some white cop and a black cop sitting there all leaned back, can't even sit up like they're proper. He said he had a pistol on me, blow both of their brains out. Now, that's not violent. That's what he said. I said, Daddy, I said, no, I wouldn't want that to happen because I don't want you to go to jail. I want you to be killed and so forth. He cussed me out. Boy, let me alone. Get out my face. It made him so mad. They think they can get away with doing whatever they want to do. Say whatever they want to say. I told you about the speed trap they had for Daddy. Every time Daddy get to, ready to go to work, he had to go from Michigan to Chicago to get on the train. The same cops be waiting on him on the highway. And that's when they took you into the city to the magistrate. And that Daddy said, into the city, his brother or his daddy or his grandpa, the police officer. And you don't leave out of that place until you pay money, unless you paid money on the highway. I remember I told this to one of the guys at the church who took me to the church, nonviolent person, elder at the church, and I told him what Pappy had said about the other. He said they did the same thing to him. He said every time, because he traveled back and forth, he said they would stop him. He's a young student. And he said if he had his pistol, he would have done the same thing. A lot of people are tired of a situation like that. And I'm surprised that he would say something like that. A Christian, an elder, a person that does so much for the community. I never seen a man, when he passed away about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, one of the biggest funerals I've ever seen. For just a regular Joe, regular man. I think some of that could have been because of his connections with me also, and people nosy, but loved and interested in. So I wanted to get that over to you and tell you about those types of things, the two things. The first segment, we're going to deal with the banking industry. And then the second half hour, we're going to deal with espionage, balloons, drones, and the clamor for war. As Holy Larry Lamont can give it to you because I give it to you with no lies. I don't owe anything to anybody out there but you. And that is the truth. And if you're listening in, then that means you. So here we are talking about Silicon Bank in California. Fold it up. Fold it up. People made a rush on the bank to try to get their money. You know, the era when Granny didn't trust banks, Granny trusted a old Crisco can, a coffee can, and she buried it in the backyard, or be surprised how many mattresses feel lumpy. It's because it got $1 million in it. Literally $1 million that some of these old people, even with a job such as a janitor and so forth, they save millions of dollars. Didn't trust banks, so it's in the mattress or a lining of a suit. And so forth and so forth. But the people didn't trust this bank now when they heard that there was trouble. So they come in and say, we want our money. And President Biden states, well, I tell you what, your money is protected, people. He said, the investor's money is not protected. Meaning, if you decided to put your money into this bank for the control of the bank, not in for deposit, but in for the management and control of the bank, that you should have known the management, whether they were competent or not. If not, then you should have got competent people in there. Your business practices should have been above board. They said something like the same day they gave a whole bunch of their officers and so forth and employees raises. Raises with your money. And sheesh. Instead of seeing something that's on the wind, it doesn't look right. We need to taper down a little bit and not put all the eggs in one basket. Well, they did that. Now, as far as I know, they closed up. I don't know if they assumed by another bank. I think maybe I've heard something about other banks want to take them on. But President Biden said that all of your deposits are federally protected. And it's supposed to be. Up to some level, it's at least. But the investors know. You know, I told you all along the last few years about this cryptocurrency. Money that's there, but it's not there. Money that you cannot ever hold in your hand. I don't care how sophisticated you get, you can't hold what doesn't exist in your hand. You might think it's like Harvey the White Rabbit that he's there. Is it okay? Or the emperor with his new clothes and that he's fine and he's but say naked. To say, well, here you are. I want you to purchase so many bits or whatever they want to call a coins in this cryptocurrency. And for every dollar you put in, I'll give you five, give you 10. Well, let's just tell you like it is. We're greedy. Americans and capitalism, we are greedy. We run into a lot of flim-flam men and confidence men like that tell you that all the time. They stand outside banks and they tell them, say, look, I found an envelope with a lot of money in it. And I was told that if I deposited the money, that I could get so much money out. But I need a certain amount of money to put in with this to do that. Well, they're caught. People who don't know banking or women who want to trust a man and so forth and say, okay, here you go. Here's money I was supposed to be depositing in the bank. I'm going to give to you to make me and my man richer. Well, they take that envelope full of money. Thank you. They're gone. You'll never see them or the envelope again. It's just like a raisin in the sun said that, well, what about the money? He's gone. All of us lost our money. We don't have money to do what we wanted to do, but we're going to still do something. We trusted this individual. We told you not to trust him. You lost your money and my money too. Well, that's what it was with cryptocurrency. And I told you, don't fall for that. I remember a black Olympian who became a surgeon and had psychological problems and so forth. They got her involved in that. And I tried to talk to her and tell her, no, don't get involved in nothing like that. The ground floor. And they try to say, oh, yes, they try to weasel me in. Not her, but I wouldn't get weasel in on something like that. I can't hold it in my hand. I can't see it. I can't look through a window and even look at it. Like, you know, a newborn baby in the nursery at the hospital. Ashish, you can look through the window and say, oh, ain't he a cutie? Ashish, no, you're lying your ass off. But you can at least look through there and say, well, oh, yeah, that my $5 for the dollar I gave you. Ashish. Or that my 20 for the 10 I gave you. Ashish. You never see it. They give you what they call fake wallets. You don't even see the doggone wallet. It's like playing Barbie with not even real Barbie dolls. You're playing with the paper Barbie dolls. You know, the clothing in the paper. And you got little tabs on it. And you just wrap it around and then fold it so that it hang on to them. Just something, the semblance to say that it's something there. Something to hold your hopes on. Hello. Well, a girl know a difference. A child know a difference between Barbie and Ken, a plastic, and Barbie again, a paper. And they're going to sit there and roll their eyes at you for coming up with Barbie, Ken, and a peak car that looked like it just cut out of a magazine against one that costs $70, $80, I don't know, whatever, and that you can ride in. Sheesh. I got into some financial things that last week I told you about. Still haven't heard from the congressman yet, which I don't know whether they ever will get back to me. They keep making the nod and so forth like that, but this is one of the biggest things. I mean, they don't seem to know whether there's major news ahead. You remember they told the FBI, the Secret Service, they knew that John Kennedy was going to be assassinated, that there were problems. They knew about Lee Oswald. They didn't talk to each other. They didn't give a rat's ass what happened until it happened. And they said, well, yeah, we knew something about it. They knew that these people were, and young kids especially, and criminals were collecting a hell of a lot of money with no collateral and nothing to back it. Usually you back money on gold or silver or even wood, rock, salt, something, but you're not backing on nothing but your word. Your word don't mean a hell of a lot in this world. So all of those people or all of you folks lost your money, lost your shirt on your back. They told you, that belonged to me too. Where you think you're going? You better give me that meat coat. Well, it's cold. I said, well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That belongs to the bank. You put yourself in a situation not under to Mr. Larry. Mr. Larry warned you. Warned you that you could say, well, no. I think that I'll let it ferment a little bit, get a little more legs to it before I put my money into it. That means you wouldn't have lost your money when the rest of them did. So I gave you one company I told you about with my credit and so forth. I decided, I said, well, I'm going to see, because with the catalog, I wanted to see what's going on. So I took out with Fingerhut, a company that's supposed to be helping you rebuild your credit. Well, my credit wasn't necessarily that bad, as far as I know of, but I like buying things on time and paying for it. And all my things were paid for. So much until when I first went to ask them, they didn't even want to give me almost $100 worth of credit. Build your credit up. When I left, it was almost $4,000. Not left. When they kicked me out and I went there to see what was going on with my money, I said, I've got a catalog sometime. Well, we discontinue your account. How the hell are you going to discontinue my account when I'm paying you now and have not missed the payment, have not stiffed you, and you say I'm a good customer? The credit law states, just as long as you're a good customer with the person you're dealing with credit, they have no complaint. Everybody around them can hate your guts. Say, well, at least he pays me. And sheesh. So I said, are you not getting your money? Yeah. We'll find out that they have done that to thousands of people. The same lame thing. I said, well, you got to start building your credit up again. You've been building up the credit and been dealing with it for 8 years. You got to start from day one again. That's crooked. That's not the way credit is supposed to be handled. But you talk to the congressman and other people, they're not interested in it. If you had to call me as congressman, and that's been on my desk, I would have told Elaine, look into it. I want something tomorrow on it, a report. You know, let me know. See, that's how you do. You ain't got to do it yourself. You delegate. Ashish. I know the Senate and the Congress got some great navy bean soup there. I'm down in the cafeteria eating navy bean soup while my aides is doing, but find out that they just didn't do it to that one old man, old gent. They did it to thousands of old men and women and young people trying to start out in life illegally. We got a lot of problems financially in this country. It didn't just start with Silicon Bank or Enron or Bernie Madoff. Ashish. Well, we're about ready to get on the second aspect that I think is very important too. People want to play you for a fool. The Russians and the Chinese want to play the United States for a fool. You listen to the House of Larry Lamont, where you always get a double help of the justice and truth. So glad to have you with us tonight. If you like what you hear and want to subscribe, please subscribe. Hit the notification little icon there so you'll be notified when we are on the air and live, or to go to the archives. And if you would like, you can donate a certain amount of money, a week, a month, or whatever you want to stimulate. Whether it's a few cents, a few dollars, or a hell of a lot of money. That money that you got in your mattress, you might want to all put it with Larry Lamont. It'd be in good hands. Ashish. Better than in a Crisco can in your yard. You see the return on your money. The second aspect, as I said, of our show tonight, Flashback Friday, is dealing with what's been happening this week in the Black Sea region, close to Russia and China and so forth, where they are seeing that America is infringing on the sovereign territory of their countries. When the United States say, well, we are in international airspace and international waters. Ashish. People think you're a fool, as I told you, and they'll do and say anything to get you to go along with it. If you say, you know, that's what President Biden did that started the war. He said, well, I don't know. I probably won't do anything if Putin decides to go into one little city and do this and do that. I won't say nothing. Huh? The start of the war. If he had simply kept his mouth to himself because he misspeaks sometimes. He didn't mean to say that, but that's what he said. They're supposed to be turning around and hightailing it back to Russia. They said, hold, wait a minute here. I predicted that what was going to happen. As I predicted what we're seeing now with the balloons over the United States and other places and drones. With the playing chicken with American drones, and they're not cheap. Say, even dumping fuel on the ground, hitting the ground. That probably was an accident, I would say. Hell, if you don't do that, you might as well knock it out the air with a missile. Why are you going to kill yourself and wreck a multi-million-dollar aircraft when you're in war? Makes no sense. I would think that that was probably a problem. The United States Defense Secretary and the Russian and Chinese officials are talking. Now they're saying something about President Biden is supposed to be a meeting with President Xi, I believe, very soon. Well, you said that about Putin. We're supposed to be meeting with Putin, dealing with Putin. Technically, every day we're supposed to know something about how the negotiations are going on. What do you want now? What are you satisfied with? What are you dissatisfied with? This is what we're dissatisfied with. This is what we're satisfied with. But not knowing how to adequately run a government, these people that's in position now, I'm sitting back here eating hoghead cheese sandwiches. They're eating caviar and drinking champagne and don't know what else to do. It's like Trump throwing ketchup packages against the wall. We wouldn't be in this position if I was in the Oval Office. Oh, 100%. They would know not to do what they did to our drone. And say now they're trying to pick up the pieces and we cleaned it up. But I told you they're going to try as much as they can to see what they can get away with before we tell them enough is enough. And we aren't going to tolerate you doing anything else or repeating that act. So we look at Secretary of Defense Austin talking to his counterparts. They're not paying him any attention. He's not the boss. The boss is the Secretary of State and the President, or the President and Secretary of State. So they look at him and say, oh, it's just an accident. We're sorry. So sorry. They've been buzzing American airships and surface ships for some time, coming close to our coastline. And we know even encroaching and encroaching and going over our territory. Probably not just in balloons and satellites. And you talk about the secret agents, as I was telling you about Lance Reddick and Keanu Reeves and others. How many of their sleeper cells is in the United States right now? Doing the bidding of Putin or Xi or Kim or whatever. You need an efficient leader who can lead efficiently. Not somebody who listened to us. What a speechwriter writes for him and say, well, okay, that sounds pretty good, and go out and read it. Not even his words or her words. We almost got to the point that nobody that runs for president is a good person any longer. I don't mean just have little foibles, little problems, maybe chew tobacco or smoke cigars, drink a little too much. But when you got people that's been accused of rape, campaign violations, on and on, it's not a beautiful thing to think that that is the choice that you have to pick between for the president for the Democrats or the Republican Party. I always loved the two-party system. But the system was that almost anybody could run. Now they got it where, especially Democrats, they don't run the best qualified people in the areas any longer. They run their friends, their buddies, their partners. I tell you, the last Democratic Party I went to a few years ago, a guy took me to, and I was trying to tell him who I was, whom I was, and still am. They weren't interested in that. They're trying to pick out candidates for running for office, and they picked each other. They didn't ask me, would you like to run for something, Mr. Lamont? We heard that you ran before and did this and did that. Or would you even like to be the campaign manager? Nothing. They didn't want any information. Everybody's here is so jealous of somebody else getting a little more publicity than they're getting. Man, sheesh. I could care less. You don't step on my toes, I don't step on yours. And our corns are both protected. Sheesh. But when you go out of your way to step on it, I keep pulling my foot back and hopping over this way and hopping. You trying to hop and stuff like you playing hopscotch to land on my corn, on my bad foot. I know you don't mean me no well. You don't mean me any good. That's the same thing with the Russians and the Chinese and the Koreans, the North Koreans. We know they don't mean us any good. Donald Trump went up there and started his crap with them. They don't mean him any good. He'd be the first one they throw in the gulag. You know, you always see the one that say, well, the aliens coming out and say, well, I tell you what, I'll get everybody whipped into doing as you tell them to do. Can I have so-and-so state or so-and-so city? Can I be made emperor or governor? Yes! You're my boy. I'm going to look out for you. Sheesh. And when they take over, he's the first one in line to go to the mines to mine salt or coal or whatever they need. I don't remember telling you nothing like that. Well, you said I was your boy. I was going to be the emperor, the king, the grand poopah. That's why we got so many people that accept, just as we said during the first hour, what somebody tell you. You telling me that I give you my money for some secret money that I can't see, can't hold. Just trust in you. Yeah, right. I'm going to trust in you and give you all of my gold and silver. You don't even give me a handful of dirt. And say, maybe you can get some gold what, a diamonds in the dirt. Sometimes you don't. You do find them like that. Mm-hmm. But you give me nothing in return. Many times not even a receipt. So we got a lot to do with the banking industry in this country. And they're now saying banks are folding all over the world. They're running into trouble. Bitcoin and cybercurrency running into trouble. I could have been one of the greatest hucksters. They wanted me. They thought I was so stupid that I was going to go and say, yeah, put your money on some Bitcoin, put your money on some cybercurrency, and I might have been making me some money to try to get your money for free. I don't need money that bad. No, thank you. I'll pass. And I recommend that you pass also. Sheesh. So there need to be a symposium, just as they have now symposiums on all of these rail accidents. So the Secretary of Transportation and the rail system and the rail companies and the communities need to get into work to find out what's going on with those situations, just like you do with the school shootings and so forth. We know that that's a problem that's going on and that's happening, but it should not happen. That you got fools out there trying to hurt our infrastructure, shooting at power stations to put a whole geographical area out of a power grid. And we don't think that that's good enough to keep watching and seeing what's going on and put money in. Some of the money that we give to the Ukraine need to be put, if it's nothing but a few $100,000. Even if you're paying grandpa to walk around with a nightstick, you got something. We don't have anything. We give away everything. And they don't even say thank you. And sheesh. Well, you listen to the House of Larry Lamont, so y'all get to jump up on the justice and truth. So glad to have you with us tonight. Flashback Friday. Spoke about the death of Lance Reddick and others. These actors and actresses are dying so young. I know the Oscar didn't really show in the memorial, didn't show all of them. And some of them dying at their own hands. Some of them died because of their own stupidities of alcohol and drugs, getting in car accidents and running into buildings and so forth like that. But one great actor I just saw on Facebook a few minutes before coming on the show, who stated that he's been trying to make it for years and he has not made it. This is what I've been telling you all along. Black people, it's not just Angela Bassett, who may be pissed that she didn't get an Oscar. How many never get nominated for an Oscar? So how long will she have to go before she gets another nomination? Not for that part, because she's dead in that part. So to say, well, you didn't smile. That's what black women tell you that they hate, that you tell them, you can at least smile at me, give me a smile or a wink. If they don't want to smile or wink at you, they don't have to. Miss Bassett sat there, dignified, looking like a queen, looking like the empress that she is, Queen Ramona, and to say, but you weren't smiling, Ramona. I didn't feel like smiling at that exact moment because someone took my photo, and you tell me. They forget everything like Hugh Grant, who with Divine Brown, look up Divine Brown and Hugh Grant. Here's a man in Hollywood and in Great Britain, supposed to be a powerful man and desirable man. And he got to go out there and buy him some P word. That's what he did. They caught him with this woman who had psychological problems and addiction problems and so forth, doing the dirty in the car. Now they wondering, should they fire a black woman because he didn't like the questions he was asked? There was not one question that was off color. Not one question that was stupid. Not one question that he could not have answered if he wanted to put some dignity in doing an interview to do it. See, he could have did that to me. I would have run him away myself. If he kept acting a fool like that, I would have told him, well, you're not in the mood for an interview today. So I'll let you go on down the champagne carpet, and I catch you when you come back out, maybe. Maybe you feel it better. Are they going to get mad at me because I told him he should smile and be polite? Are they telling Angela Bassett? Miss Bassett, well, you're a bad loser. I didn't see where that's a bad loser. I just see that she didn't want to smile. These are the things that they try to sell you. So people are now walking around saying, well, oh my God, I had more respect for her than that. Yeah. I'm quite certain that Lance Reddick thought that he could be the star of the movie and not running the hotel desk and taking care of some white man's dog. Sheesh. They're supposed to be doing Gladiator 2, and I think they got some of the great black actors. I won't name him there, but the gentleman that played in it, the black actor that played in number one, he was the last thing basically we saw on camera as he burying that little figurine and said, one day we'll meet again, but not soon, I hope. So we look at this man, and he says that all the years that he's been playing and doing things, and it's not like it's appreciated. Nothing is appreciated. Same thing with Key. Short Round. It's wondering, why have you forsaken me? Angela Bassett, how many people are going to come out now with parts for Angela to play? Unless it's in a black movie now. No, that's basically the only movie she gets. Girlfriend movies. And I remember when she played Aquila and the Bee with Lawrence Fishburne and Kiki Palmer back in 2006 and so forth like that. People looked at that as she could do more than just what love got to do with it. Long range, long suffering, you might well say. And I know Reddick, he was playing in the Resident Evil on Sci-Fi this year. It wasn't worth nothing, and I had to say it wasn't worth nothing. It wasn't him. He played a good listener. But you got to be able to write dialogue and actions for an actor like him. And it just wasn't there for him or the other actors in it. So, of course, it didn't make almost a full season for It's Gone. I hope that didn't hurt him, hurt his heart and so forth, that he said, as soon as I get something basically my own, I lose it. That's why I say, maybe if they look at Larry Lamas and talk to Larry Lamas while they're negotiating, that could have been put on the table, and it said, well, I'm not going to lose it because I'm going to be there from the beginning, from day one, sitting across the table from you, and if I hear something I don't like, I'm going to let you know I don't like it. I don't support it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say it. When you listen to The House of Larry Lamas, well, you always get a double help of the justice and truth. So glad to have you with us tonight, Flashback Friday. If you want to become a patron, do so. Hit the notification button. We'll let you know when the show is coming on. what the episode is going to be about. But if you want to invest money in yourself, like I said, if you got money in a Crisco can in your yard, a pork and bean can, I don't care what kind of can it is, Folgers coffee can, dig it up. I don't want all your money. If you dig it up and just come out with a $5 bill and say, here's what I thought, here's something. That's $5 not sitting in the ground rotting. You'd be surprised how much a lot of that money is rotten in the ground and not stored correctly. It's no good to anybody. For people who didn't trust banks like we see now in California and New York and Europe and other places where there's a run on the banks. Maybe that's good. I'm poor. I ain't got that much. So if I lose anything, I ain't lost as much as you. That's like these people telling me that with the finger hurt. Like I said, well, hell, I didn't lose that much. But if you could do that to other people, I'm surely not going to start business with you again from day one and do 8 more years just so that to help your insurance rating and help your investments and so forth. No. Now, we have an organization right now. All of those that I've read that have complained about finger hurt and how it's treated and how Mr. Larry was treated, and we all come up and say, look, here's our attorney and he's putting legal proceedings against you. There's no way they're going to win against people who have paid their bills. And they had no problems out of them. But they're trying to beg, take my money, you know, I think one of Futurama got fried, always saying, here, take my money, hurry up. Whatever they try to sell him, he's willing to buy. Take my money, please. We're so glad to have you with us tonight. We talked on 2 main topics, the banking industry and credit industry of this country and this world. And we also talked about espionage and spying. It's something that's going to happen. I remember in the Bible, he said, well, go scout when the Israelites left Egypt and they're searching for places to live. They sent others ahead of them saying, go look. Go see if there's a peaceful city or town that we can, become good, productive citizens there. And they looked and they saw and heard what was in store for them if they went that route. That those people had in their mind that they were going to steal from them, murder them, put them right back into bondage. Other places they could live in peace and harmony. But you needed somebody, so the scout become a spy. Walking among the people, laughing, oh, how you do? Yes, I know I just happened to come this way and looking around. Ha, 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 good to see you. And going back and giving information to Moses or Aaron or whoever and say, look, the elders, this is what we're looking for. You need elders that tell you whether cryptocurrency and silver bank or whatever is what you need to put your money in. Or whether it comes down to they have the spies running all over your land and in the air and in the water and under the water, trying to see what they can find out about you, that not how we can live at peace, come to the peace table, all that Putin's doing is spending the money, why don't he just open the dialogue between the Ukraines, and between the United States, and between the United Nations? We don't feel that they ever are going to give up Putin to the world court, as other leaders have done. Some of the ones that we felt would never stand trial at the world court stood trial. If Putin is a man, he would go with his attorneys and answer the questions. We know that he's not the type of man he's supposed to be. And so we don't look for him to ever go there to take or whatever and say, look, this is what I had in mind when I decided to do these things. It wasn't a criminal act. It was a humanitarian act. And these are the results of those humanitarian acts. Now, of course, they can show all the graveyards and so forth full, and all of the sleeves and legs with no, with prosthesis because they can't afford it, lose their legs, lose their eyesight. That's the good that he did for people, that he was going there to save. Well, we're about ready to get up and get out of here for one more again, one more time. And I hope you enjoy your weekend. Have a good, pleasant weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Watch out for those trees in your yard that may have been compromised by the weather and the roots. And the dirt is soft. And they're toppling, and especially the trees are rotten. Bring them down. Don't wait for them to come down on their own and tear your house up or your car or kill your children or your grandchildren. Do that on your own. We're so glad to have you with us tonight. We'll see you again on Monday. We'll have another stellar show for you. Listen to the House of Little Minds, where you always get a double help of truth. Dad used to say to Reverend Cook, say, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.